Okay, we're at the bottom of Ayin Amud Aleph, the last line in the middle of the line. Poimina, another question that was asked regarding Bittel over here. May Vavam Mevav Nachman, yes, Rav Nachman. Yurish, a Yurish Maush Yivotel Rishus. What's the scenario? Rashi explains the scenario. Yurish, what happened? Shishachach Aviv, his father was alive, and he forgot, and he didn't make an Erev Shabbat, Umeit B'Shabbat, and now during Shabbos, he died. Filo Beit Rishuso, Mao Shivato HaYorish. Okay, again, let's go over the scenario. We have a Chotzer or Mavoi. The ideal situation is that everybody gets together in the Shituf of the Eruv, we all chip in. We'll see in the next Mishnah on Ayin Aleph exactly what we have to do to make the Shittuv. One person forgot to do it. So we know this person, he could still save everybody else if he's Mevatel, his Rishus, meaning it's Ke'ilum, that he's not living in the Chatzar. Everybody else, it's still a Shittuv among the other people in the Chatzar. It's Ke'ilum, like, okay, he didn't make the Eruv, he's not including the Chatzar. He could save it. So the case now has a little twist to it. The person did not make the Eruv, and now he died, and his son is there. Can the son make Bittel now? We know he can make Bittel if he was there and saved the hearts of everybody else. What about the son? What's the two sides of the machloket returning the doubt? Hey, chati, boy, lay will be met mon matzimi arev, Bittel nami matzim nivata. Where? This is the chakir. Where that if he is able to make an Eruv yesterday, he's able to make the Eruv, therefore he can make a Bittel also. Meaning it's totally zubizu. Since he was responsible for the Eruv, you can't make the Eruv on Shabbos. That's first of all. You have to make it before Shabbos. So therefore, if he was able to make the Eruv yesterday, therefore he can make the Bittel of Al-Hai, but the Yorish. Keva di boiler le'ruving mi'etmol lo matzi mi'arev. Since that if he wanted to make the Eruv yesterday, he could not make the Eruv. Why? Because he wasn't living in the Chatzar. He wasn't one of the members of the Chatzar. So lo matzi mevatel. He won't be able to mevatel. So that's the first side of it. Is it that only if you are able to make the Eruv the other day that you can make the Bittel, but since the Yorish wasn't part of the Chatzar, he only was Yorish and Chalik in the Chatzar on Shabbos, and since he wasn't able to make the Eruv, he can't make the Bittel. Or Dilma, Yorish Kari Diavuahu. Or maybe the Yorish is considered the foot of his father. Meaning he takes the place. Now this is really a famous Chakira in all aspects of Yerusha. What is the exact status of the Yorish? They bring it down, and then mainly the Geish Nochlim and Baba Basra goes into the whole thing of the Yorish. It's the son is in Beit Mem Kuf Vav Mem Ha'av. What does that mean? What's Beit Mem Kuf Vav Mem? Bimkom or Bimakom? Right? A little chakir that they bring down over here. What is the son? Is he Bimakom Aviv or Bimkom Aviv? Is he Bimkom Aviv? He takes the status of the father, or is he Bimakom Aviv? His father is there, and now he steps in his place over here. This is pretty much the Chakira over here. How far do we take the Yorish? So is he just in the place of the father? But Lamaisa, he's not the father, and he wasn't there yesterday, and therefore he didn't make the Erev yesterday. So since he didn't make the Erev, he can't make the Bittel today. He's someone new over here. Or no, he's Bimkom the father. He's the kare. He's like the footsteps of the father. He steps in the shoes of the father. He's been called the father, and therefore he takes over exactly what the father was. And therefore, yesterday the father could have made an error, and he didn't. The father's now dead. He's been called the father, and now he's there. He could be mevatel. That's pretty much the chakira. This is our chakira that goes on in the Rishonim. It's in the Rishonim, right? It's actually in the Rishonim. It's actually in the Etzim Gemara. I remember the Gemara as well.
What?
I remember this being this a Chakira over there. It's also he's right over here. There's also we're going to bring down that also a ger that we're going to see later on in the sugya, a ger that doesn't have any yorshim. I think we've left called it the lottery, the ancient lottery. If you know a ger that doesn't have any yorshim, right? If he dies, it's first come. You know, whoever grabs it first gets it. That's the din of a ger. A ger that doesn't have any yorshim, whoever comes in it first, he also has the same din over here. It was interesting. Tell your kid if he's learning well or not. One day my son came back from Cheder, he's learning Gomorrah. I guess he learned one of these cases of a ger that doesn't have any yorshim. He asked me if I knew any gerim that's sick, that doesn't have any yorshim. Okay. That's the lottery. Today we can just go and buy a lotto, right? Instant. Okay, so this is the Chakira Ovia. Is the kid, I like the way it was explained to me years ago in Yeshiva, is he B'makom Aviv, B'mkom Aviv? Is he's not the father, and therefore the father didn't do the Bittul, so therefore the father didn't make the Erev, so therefore he can't come in and continue on the father. Or no, he is the Kare of the Avua, Vashi. Hechadi Voyli Ruvi Kolomer Avishaya Edmo Voyli Erev. Is it that the father yesterday, since he was the one who was fitting to make the Erev, he can make the Avato? Aval hai, this guy, the Yorish, the lo matzli Eruvi mietmo, the lo hai lo chelik valo, he didn't have a chelik in it yet? No. Or, the other side, it can be. Okay, so this is now going to be a machloket and a rhyme. Omele, this is what Rav Nachman said to Rava. Ani omer mivato. I hold you can't be mevatel, meaning he holds that the son is the kareyavua. He takes this over the place. He is bimkom the father. He takes over the father. Vahani and those the beis shmul that are in the beis minish of shmul tell her ein mevatel. They learn ein mevatel. So we have a machloket over here, and the typical derek of the shas is now going to be we're going to be mevatel back and forth. Who is right over here? And that's basically going to be our Gemara covering us through to the Mishnah. Between the students of Shmuel and Rav Nachman, what is the status of the Yorsh? Can he be Mevatel or not? Just want to see what happened over here. Okay. We'll see the halacha at the end. How exactly it works. Halacha, totally on this Chikira. Eisrei. We're going to bring a kasha. And it's funny over here, because you learn the Gemara like Rashi and the Pashas of the Gemara, and it's clear who the question is on. It's either going to be a question on Rev Nachman, that he can do Bittul, the Yorish, or it's going to be a question on the Beis Shmuel, that he can't do Bittul. And you go through the Bishonim, and it's an all-out machlokon on how to learn the Gemara over here. We're going to learn strictly like Rashi, but you should know that there's a Shadim Tosfot, another Bishonim, that it's also possible to ask the other way. So if someone wants to catch on at which point we have a kasha either on Rav Nachman or the Beis Shmuel, you could say it out. Eitzvei, we have a Braisa. Zehaklal. Zehaklal is always a Riboy. We're going to have an extra case that's going to come in from Zehaklal. Zehaklal. First, Zehaklal, kol ha-mutu le-mitzat Shabbos, hutu le-chol ha-Shabbos. Whatever is mutter for part of the Shabbos is hutter, it's going to be mutter for the whole Shabbos. Something, as long as it starts off, Pein HaShemashos mutter, part of the Shabbos, even though we're going to see a scenario that it fell apart, it's not mutter the rest of the Shabbos, or it's not there the rest of the Shabbos, it's mutter the whole Shabbos. The Kol Shenester, and also the opposite case, anything that's also that makes the Shabbos, Nesel Kol Shabbos. Whatever is also for part of the Shabbos is going to be also for the whole Shabbos. Chutz. This is a klal, except mevatel rishus. Except for the case of mevatel rishus, because we know the case of the mevatel rishus, someone who did not make an eruv Shabbos, he's going to usher the whole chutzit to everyone. But in the middle of Shabbos, so that now we just start off. Let's say I'm in a chutzit with everybody over here. I forgot to be mishtatef with the eruv. No one can use it. The whole thing's usher. All of a sudden, after Maariv, everybody comes over to me. What did you do? I go to each one of you, like, who's Shita? Remember that? Yesterday? Rabba, I go over to everybody and say, I'm a Vatel Maariv Rishus. Now everybody can have it. So in this case, we have an exception over here that even though we say anything that's asa, part of the Shabbos is going to be asa the whole Shabbos. Chutz mevatel v'shus, that's an exception to the rule where it's asa in the beginning of the Shabbos, and once the one person who did contribute to the Erev is mevatel v'shus, it's going to be mutter the whole Shabbos. Okay. That's the brisa. We don't know who it's a question on yet. Now we're going to explain the whole brisa, even though only at the very end we're going to see the kasha on either Rav Nachman or the Beis Shmuel. But we're going to get information from this brisa. Kol shehotu l'mitzvah Shabbos, mutter l'chol Shabbos. In the case where it was mutter for part of the Shabbos, it's mutter for the whole Shabbos. What is that talking about? Kagon, erev derech ha-pesach finistam. You had a Pesach between you and another person, do Chatzeres as an opening over there, between it, finish time, whatever happened, the wall fell, and now there's not an opening. So in the beginning of Shabbos, we made an Erev, there's a connection between my Chatzer and your Chatzer, and all of a sudden, in the middle of Shabbos, there's no connection anymore. It fell apart. That's the case since it was Mutz at the beginning of Shabbos, it's Mutz for all of Shabbos. Ha Pesach, we made the Erev Derech the Pesach, Erev Derech Cholom, we made it through a window that we could pass things through. Finistam a Cholom, and it got closed up. That's a case where even though it's now not a proper Chatzah to make an Erev, and since we made an Erev in the beginning of Shabbos, we could still use the Chatzeres during Shabbos. Zeh HaKlal, remember we started off the price with Zeh HaKlal, that's a Reboy. Litoi, what is it coming to include? A mavoi, remember mavoi has the three, it's a dead end street that all the chatzeres are going into. Minat Torah, it's mutter. We had a mint of abundance. This is the first Rashi from the beginning of the sector. If you put a beam on top, or with a lechi, or some kind of something that's a hecker on the side, then it's mutter. So now on Shabbos, someone went and took it. It's still mutter. Which is interesting. The Rashi points out that we don't possibly like this. If it's removed, it's not good. The halacha is if it's not good. You have it over there. If you move the hacker's card, you can't use the mavoi. But over here, we'll let the price is holding that it's coming. Zeh HaKlal is coming to include a mavoi. Shnei l'koratav alechia. On Shabbos, it's still mutter. It's in the case of it's mutter on part of the Shabbos, it's mutter on all the Shabbos. Second part of the price, though. Something that's also part of the Shabbos is going to be also the whole Shabbos. Shabbos Kulo. Kagon Shnei Batim B'Shnei Tzadi B'Shu Savavim. We have two houses on both sides of the highway. Now that's Usher on Erev Shabbos. It's Usher on Shabbos. You can't travel between them. The Hekifum Nachvim Mechitzis B'Shabbos. And Goyim came in and built a wall or something, destroying the thoroughfare, and now your house and the other houses either attached to each other. That's the case of since when Shabbos came in, we could not travel between both houses. Now, even though it's a perfect mechitza over here, and it's a good mechitza, we can't travel. Zeh HaKlal, again, Zeh HaKlal that started. This is a klal that's a riboy, litoy mai. What's the case it's including? Litoy made nachmi b'Shabbos. A case where Goy was part of the Chatzir, or the Mavoi. Now we already learned a Goy, he's also the whole Mavoi. If we're all together and there's one Goy over there, he can't join in the Eruv, because he can't join in the Eruv, he's not part of us. On the other hand, he can't be Mavato. He's not, so we have the Chachamim say you have to Schirus from him. You have to actually rent the part. Common case that people live in buildings that have goyim in it. The Jewish members come in and they rent from it. If not for Yidim, there's different in over there. They can do bittul. That was the whole case over there. That's it. Shylon, what to do in these apartment buildings. But over here, you have made a nachmi b'Shabbos, and that's the case since it's usher in the beginning of Shabbos, even though he's not here now and it's only us, since it's us in the beginning of Shabbos, it's usher the whole Shabbos. The Ketani, and at the end it says, Mechutz. Except for a case, the exception is where it's us in the beginning of Shabbos, and being mutter during Shabbos, is where someone's mevatel is reshus. Who's mevatel reshus? Ihu. If he's mevatel reshus, yorish, lo. But a yorish, not. Kasha, is this a kasha on who? Nachman. Right? This Rav Nachman says the Yorish can be mevatel the Rishus. It seems pretty clear in the Gemara. You look at Tosfot, he learns it a little differently. That's he owns the Yorish alone. So there we have our question on Rav Nachman, that when the Gemara says chutz mevatel Rishus, we're talking about his Rishus, but not his Yorish Rishus. Ema, so what does Rav Nachman say? Let us say chutz mitorat bitel Rishus. Doesn't mean chutz from the one who can be mevatel Rishus. The exception is anyone who is in the general category of bitul rishus, which is coming to include the yorish. No kasha on Rav Nachman. Rashi. Kol shehutul mekses Shabbos meforish shlav yazu. We're going to the Gemara was explained like we saw. Hakasuna could go and erev derech haPesach zeklali tori mavish nitlu korosov or lechav. It's a little bit different. Rashi says korosov instead of korosov. I'm not sure what the difference is in the Rashi. It's a little bit different in Gerser. Words different. I don't know the grammar difference. Erev Derech HaPetzach. If we made an error between the two Chatzeros Derech the Pesach, Shtei Chatzeros or Pesach Echad V'Nehem, the Erev Al Yedei also Pesach. We made an error through the Pesach. Or B'Shabbos Nafla. It fell. Kinegdom it followed. Something fell. Kineged it. And this time, and now it's completely covered up. You can still use both chateras, you can still throw things over, you can go through little holes between them, even though we already learned that you can't make an error between two chateras without a pesach, that we learned, Ayin Vav, we're going to learn, or with a cholon, you have to have one of those two things. Since Shabbos came in, it was mutter, it's mutter the whole Shabbos. Zeklali, toy mavoy shenitla korosov or lachia. B'Shabbos, someone removed them on Shabbos. Afal gav di yishtachal mechitzas di day, since it removed its mechitzas, shari, it's mutter hoel the yishtrei bein ha-mashamashos, since it's mutter bein ha-mashamashos. Umarei shalosh shaminen la dahatam, eaten hula mechitzas, aval achalom. We learned that in the beginning of the first paragraph. Case where it's usher is a case of Rishus Rabbim. It started off Shabbos. It's usher to go between the two houses of Rishus Rabbim. They keep from knocking mechitza, and they're going built a. They blocked the Rishus Rabbim. Yisurim levatel zelazeh k'tish yishtamish ba echad mehem. The oil v'hi havi boy yeruvi mietmo. The reason why you can't is if they wanted to make an eruv yesterday lo matzi. No, they couldn't make an error because it's Rishus Rabbim to them. Aval, ilo havi hatamei lechad bayit. Well, actually, let me know the chiddush over here. It's clear if there's two houses over there, since we couldn't, on one side, on both sides of Rishus Rabbim, since we couldn't make it yesterday, we can't make it today, between the two houses. Aval chad bayit, but one house, shari, the mechitzas and shenasi, b'shabbos mechitzasi. A mechitzas made on Shabbos, so itself is a mechitza. So if it's one house, you could do it. Two houses, nah. Zeklal, duration nami kaya sefer. Even though the price is started with Zeklal, it's going on the case of the Hutter, and it's going on the case of the Yasser, of the sefer. It's duration nami kaya sefer. The Torah made nachmi b'Shabbos. It's talking about a great diet on Shabbos. The gave an e-boy l'ruvi mi-etbo lo matzim mi-avi. Since yesterday, we couldn't make the Arab in the country. There's a koi living there. Hashtanami lo mevatli. Over here, it's not mevatul. Mereshit the sefer lo shemin and la ilo ati b'zehakla. We wouldn't have known this from just the second case where the goyim set up the roadblocks and broke the Rishus Rabbim. Da'atam lo matzim yuvim mietzvah klal. Over there, there was no chance of making it. When there's a Rishus Rabbim between two houses, you can never make an error. Aval hacha matzilubi al yitei tzchirus. We could have done something. So it's an extra chiddush, the zehakla. Chutz min ha-mevatel rishus, sheshachach v'lo eruv she'af al-pi she'nesel ha-mekses Shabbos, yesh lo tekanah b'Shabbos, he has a tekanah Shabbos, d'lo tekanah chutz mishevatel rishus, it didn't say chutz from that you can do bitl on Shabbos, the yorish, that's including the yorish, from the one who can do bitl at his yorish, shmamina yorish lo. We want to make a shmamin out of Yorish Lo. And Rav Nachman says, it's Novaya Ema Chutz Mitorat Bitol Vishus. It's a general category of Bitol Vishus. V'Yorish Beklal. No kashon, Rav Nachman still holds that the son is bimkom the father. Esrei, let's bring down another braisa. Again, this one's clear a kashon on Rav Nachman, even though the first one I told you was Rishon, said it was also on Shmuel. Echa mivnei chatzir shemes. You have a member of the chatzir that died. Now, ve'enicha mishuso le'achad min ashok. He gave rishus, or he left, he was yoresh, to someone who's in the shuk, meaning someone who's not part of the chatzah. Right? An outsider that's not living in the chatzah. So if it was mibiyod yom, if he died mibiyod yom, osa. It's going to osa. Mechashecha, eno osa. If it's after Shabbos began, it's not osa. We'll explain the whole case. V'yechad min ha-shuk. Now it's someone who owns a chelik in the chatzah, but he doesn't live in the chatzah. It's a chad min ha-shuk. He's someone who's outside. It's just like an extra house that he has, and he's shemate v'anicha b'shusu lechad min b'nei chatzah, and he was yorish it to someone who lives in the chatzah. Mi'biyod yom, if he died during the mi'od yom, ain't no aser. It's not going to aser. Hashecha aser. So what's the case over here? Let's just see Rashi explains it all out. That's the braisa. If he died mibiyod yom, Rashi, shedayim lo kona evuv or shel rishon, it was mibiyod yom, and it wasn't kona the eruv of the rishon, harizem min ashuk, osa, the person who was yorishit from the shuk, kid osa. V'yapo pishe'enu darkan, even though he's not living yet, we're going to see this kid playing with someone who owns storage house in the chatzah. Also, love, you can still be osrit. I have ownership of something in the chatzah. Mishachasheka ain't also love. From when if it became dark and now he's yorishit, Shari Hutta makes it Shabbos. If it became dark, he's ain't also because he's it was already Hutta makes it Shabbos. Okay, so again, what happened? The person died, Erev Shabbos, or if he died on Shabbos, the person inherited it, he can't do the pitul over here. V'yachad min ha-shok sh'haya lo beit yir v'chatzizu mibiyod yom eino oser. He can't be oser mibiyod yom. Sh'hari Erev is zeyim shechinov. Because the person who is nifter already made the Erev, and therefore, this other person isn't usher it. Mishach Hashecha, but now he's yorishit after dark. To Eli Yachalihar, if he can't make the Erev, usher. To E Yorish Mivatu Mishus, am I usher? Why are we ushering it over here? If the person died maybe after dark and he's yorishit, why let him just do bittul over here? To keep the bittul, and yet we see that he can't do bittul. Kasha on Rav Nachman. Am I usher? Why should it be usher? Nevatel? Let him just be mavatel it. If he took over ownership, so big deal, he wasn't there yesterday when he could make the Erev. But according to Rav Nachman, you don't have to. Yorish is korei avor, and doesn't. You don't have to be in the position that you could have made the Erev yesterday in order to be mavatel. My usher. So Rav Nachman says, no, you're reading it wrong. When it means usher, what does it mean it's usher? Namegetani achi yavoto. What does it mean? It's usher. It's usher until he does bittul. But of course he can do bittul. There's no kash on me. He's bimkom. He takes over the status. And just because he wasn't there yesterday doesn't mean he can't do bittul now.